Hey, welcome to the show. My name's Ben.
And JP.
And we're just two friends who love talking nerdy things. The topic is Pokemon! Talking all things Pokemon, talking about the new games that they just announced, Sword and Shield. Mm-hmm. Discussing our thoughts, our opinions, reflecting back on past generations. Yeah, just...
You know what, though? I heard it is the third one coming out. It might have been a meme. It's called a gun.
It's a meme. It's a meme. Go to sleep. It's a meme.
It was good, though. It was good. I appreciate
Actually,
it.
Actually, I don't know if you saw this on Twitter. A local newspaper thought it was real and printed a story and said three games. And they put the logo, the fake meme logo of Pokemon Gun. I thought that was funny. So, yeah.
Check your sources, people.
Yeah. All right. So, let's get right into it. So again, they just announced Pokemon Sword and Shield. Mm-hmm. This is the eighth entry into the Pokemon universe. And, you know, JP and I, we like to text. You know, we're good friends. Mm-hmm. And you had some qualms with this newest generation. Go ahead and expand. What were your thoughts on the how many generations, how many new Pokemon?
Well, I guess my first qualm is that I kind of wanted the new game to kind of be retro in a way, like go back to Kanto.
But that's Pokemon Pikachu, Let's Go Pikachu, and Let's Go Eevee, no?
Yeah, well, didn't they have some new ones in there? I didn't play it, so kind of know that's more like for entry game to get to into the new games coming out. But I kind of wanted a Kanto and then also like some new stuff, like don't make it the same way it was in the past, but make it new. But
new
yeah,
in what
a
way?
New, like, so... Rather it being, either you need to go get a bike, it's the same kind of task you had in the game. Maybe some new aspects I kind of wanted to bring into this one, but like in, within the Kanto region, but also not just Kanto, but like kind of included other regions possibly too. But so you have more of the old versus some of the new. Because in some ways I kind of feel like some of the new Pokemon are coming out kind of feel kind of lame. But
like the designs
or like, okay. Like the concepts, but I think I kind of like the new ones that are here now, the three starter types we see. Those are pretty cool.
You have a change of heart a little bit.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. I like it. Mostly because of that YouTube video guy I found. He did like a massive.
Yeah, we can post the link to this YouTube video that was pretty cool in our description.
He did a really good breakdown of the trailer of like what it could be, what it could possibly mean. I mean, I don't know how he did it, but he's able to. I don't know. It was impressive what he did. And his YouTube handle is Loxton and Noggin.
Got it.
That's his name. That was him.
Sweet. I was going to say, so in eight generations, I was going to ask you, have they finally run out of good ideas? You would say no.
You mean for Pokemon?
Yeah, for Pokemon starters and for Pokemon designs. Granted, you've only seen the first three.
Based off of this one, I would say, oh, that's good. I've seen other ones in the past. I'm like, eh, come on.
Yeah, I'll say I didn't love the Alohan region Pokemon. I thought there was a lot of, eye rolls, a lot of like, really? Are you kidding me? And personally, I've seen on Twitter that people enjoy the region-specific versions of Pokemon, like an Ice Sandshrew or a Ice Vulpix.
Yeah, that was cool.
I don't like that. I think that's stupid.
I thought that was all right. But I mean, like, the Rattata that came out with in Looking Lane.
It just seems like, and I know Pokemon is a business. Mm-hmm. I understand this. It seems like a cash grab. Yes. Like, we don't have a full lineup of Pokemon, so paint that Vulpix white. To me, I didn't like it.
Okay.
Go ahead, make the Pokemon. Like, if they had made a whole list of new ones and they were all bad, okay, they tried. But don't sell me bad designs and then unoriginal. I don't know. Maybe that's being too nitpicky. But for the most part, I would say I have enjoyed the evolutions of new generations. Mm-hmm. I, being a creative artist, I like to see. I really follow the series because of the new character design.
Because you don't play the games.
I don't play the games. That's right. Guilty. I know people are like, what? You don't? No, I don't play the game. Sorry, my bad.
He keeps up, though. He keeps up.
I do keep up. I'm excited for the Galar region?
Yes.
I'm excited for it. It looks cool. It's based, supposedly based on London. Mm-hmm. And possibly some of that mythology. That's what that gentleman was speculating about. Mm-hmm. But I really like the new starters. So yeah, we have a monkey of sorts. Mm-hmm. He's a grass type. What his name is? Gurky? Or not Gurky.
Grokey. Scorch Bunny. Sobble. All
right. Sweet. Okay. Okay. So if you had to pick, which one are you gonna pick? If you know, come time for game release.
I'd probably say Grokey and Score Bunny. Yeah, Score Bunny. Sobble. I have to see what it evolves to, possibly. So, cause I guess in the trailer, it seems super timid, like kind of hiding in the water, and then it came out. So I don't know if that means that's the kind of personality type that it is. I guess we'll see. But I'll probably say the monkey and the bunny.
So I'm usually pretty consistent with my starters. I'm a fire guy, always. Mm-hmm. But in the last couple years, there's been a grass type that has lured me away. And most recently, I believe it was like chest. It was like the chipmunk one. And he evolved into like a huge brooding like tank.
That's right.
I liked that one. But so I would pick Score Bunny, but Grookey is definitely appealing. It'll all depend on the final.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I don't know. I'm really excited. I am looking forward to it. The designs are cool to me. People on Twitter and online have kind of been, you know, throwing a fit like, oh, nothing is new. But I don't know, man. Relax. It's just a game. At the end of the day, it's a game. It's people, not that important.
People were able to find like some similar looking Pokemon.
Yeah, I saw some people making big stretches of like, yeah, these are the same. Oh my gosh, relax, guys. It's a game. I love the game, but it's a game nonetheless. So, okay, another question. Mm-hmm. What generation do you think had the best starters, in your opinion?
The best starters. I would probably say, I don't know, I like the original, man. One.
No, boo.
One.
Boo.
So if I give a second one, I'd probably say Gen 3.
Gen 3, that's Torchic, mm-hmm. Mudkip, and Treecko.
Mm-hmm.
No, okay. I really like Gen 4, not because of the initial, but the final evolutions, I thought were all three really strong. It was like Infernape, Tortuga, or something like that. People online are like, you're stupid, you don't even know. Whatever, I liked Gen 4 a lot.
Torterra.
Yeah, I thought that was a really strong final versions. Because, you know, there's definitely some generations where one is awesome and like, oh, your final evolution is garbage.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, Gen 1, they're all pretty strong too,
yeah,
at each stage. But Gen 4 stands out to me. And actually, I like Gen 5 a lot. And you know what? It's you know, kind of soon to say. But this latest one stands up. It could be, you know, equally cool. Mm-hmm. It has a lot of potential. I'm excited. Yeah. Again, I did not like the cat, the seal, and the owl from the last one. The owl evolved fine. I'm usually a fire guy, but in Incineroar, in what is it? The luchador cat. He didn't inspire me. He didn't excite me. And yeah, the seal. The seal just evolved poorly. I don't know. So, but
so okay. I'm feeling, man, newer ones are getting kind of lame sometimes.
Sometimes, but I'm along for the new generations.
You ready for Gen 20, I guess?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. maybe not. Maybe that's where they need to... Well, okay, realistically, how long do you think they'll go? Do you think they'll go into infinity?
I mean, there's always a market.
I mean, like, still I see going this being now. Like it, the Marvel Universe before the Marvel Universe, as far as like it's a cash cow. They're just not going to stop making movies, not going to stop making games.
I agree.
It's printing money.
I guess like...
Because you think that, like, this generation's going to get older and they're not going to fall in love with it. But then the younger generation gets tricked. They catch on, too. They like it.
They catch on, too. Yeah. It keeps going. It doesn't stop. Because, like...
Because I bet you we're at the point where parents are passing down the love of Pokemon to their kids.
They are. Guys, so I still play Pokemon Go. And I see parents go out with their kids who used to play the games growing up. And their kids are playing it now, too, through Pokemon Go. They got Let's Go Pikachu. No, the next game will be this Gen 8 game. So, I mean... It is something that's easily passed down. I can see it keep going. For me, I guess, like, conceptually, like, you think about it, there are eight. So, we have seven continents on our planet. So, now they're currently at what? I mean, I guess Alolan is not really its own place.
Well, like, I don't think they've been doing continents necessarily. I think they're doing more countries and regions.
And islands, I guess.
Because, like, the first three are all based on, like, Japan.
Yeah, Japan. I can't tell.
So, they have quite a bit.
They have more. Okay, they do.
They've done New York. They've done... France, they've done, you know, now it seems like they're doing London.
Yeah, you're right. They got
so
more.
They have a lot. Yeah. And they could also make up, you know. What I would ultimately like, and I've told you this, is while I don't enjoy the Final Fantasy games that much, they're a little bit dense for me. Mm-hmm. I would enjoy every single region. Like, okay, for the 10-year anniversary of Pokemon, it would be really awesome. Probably unlikely. Mm-hmm. Really awesome if they came out with a console version of, like, all the regions, all, like, 800, 900, whatever Pokemon mm-hmm. they're up to, are in there, and it's, like, a Final Fantasy major RPG-type game. That would be...
Would it be online?
I don't like online games. Okay. That's a hot take. But I'm sure it would be, mm-hmm. but I wouldn't play it online.
Gotcha.
I think so that would be fun.
So maybe you can choose what region you want to start in, and then you start from there, and then you want to go to maybe Kanto to do the Pokemon League there. You want to go to other region to do the leagues there. So you kind of want to build up your Pokemon as you travel to each area.
Yeah, like, I mean, I think Breath of the Wild is a cool example of, like, open world, go anywhere, but, you know, it does have specific checkpoints.
I wonder how they'll do, like, so if you go to a new region, could you keep your Pokemon or you have to start over?
No, like, I would say you have a rolling Pokedex.
Yeah.
And anytime, like, okay, I know that, you know, this Treecko is in this region. Okay, I got to go to that region if I want it.
But I guess you couldn't from the beginning couldn't do that. Because how do you just a kid walking up, like a 10-year-old kid.
Well, okay, so I'll say this, or not say this, but
so
like,
maybe you start in that region then.
Breath of the Wild has a intro area that, like, teaches you the basics, but doesn't, like, treat you like a baby, but you learn the basics. Mm-hmm. And then after that, you literally could go to the end boss. With no weapons, you can attempt it.
Kind of like, okay, you're right.
So maybe the similar mindset. You could go to the end, you know, final leagues. You can go to the hard bosses. You'll die, but, you know, you can do it.
You can do what you want to.
And the player makes the decision, okay, I want to go to Kanto first. Oh, okay, I want to go to Alolan first, you know?
Hmm. But I wonder if they'll do that in Pokemon, because I feel like they're very much about, like, so in each game, you had to get a certain thing in order to progress. Like, you had to get a Pokemon to learn Cut, or to learn Surf to get across the water.
There's a little bit of that in, you know, like a Breath of the Wild. I wouldn't say that the story would be the same from the current games. Okay. But again, I would love a wide sweeping...
Yeah, I agree with you. It'll be really cool, but I'm just curious how they'll do it.
Yeah, it beats me. But so, I guess it's proven. Like, they have Skyrim, they have Breath of the Wild, they have mm-hmm. all these open world games.
Yeah, I agree with that. Okay.
And it could bring in the, you know, more serious gaming audience. Not to say that Pokemon people aren't serious about gaming, but...
Well, I'll say the newer people who are just now playing Let's Go are not as serious. They know they're more of the basic stuff of Pokemon Go and that. But if you get into... So this is why they're coming out the new game later on this year. Later on this year, because it's more close to the Game Boy versions. It's more like... It's more beta.
Got it. Without knowing the exclusives, which one would you pick? A Sword or Shield?
I'd probably say Sword.
Yeah, I would go Sword too. Yeah. Unless there's like some crazy... I really dislike that they do that. Like, you can only get this one in Pokemon X and you can only get this one in Pokemon Y. Like, really? I gotta get both these dumb games? Like, great marketing.
Yeah,
but...
I mean, yeah, I guess you would. Because I get... Well, it might... So yeah, certain... things that have been only be certain games, and then also that
they're funnel. Literally tricking us into buying two games every cycle.
So I guess if we get it, one of us you get the other one.
I didn't even think about that. So that's brilliant.
We can trade it up, whatever.
What? Mm-hmm. JP, you're a genius. Oh my gosh, you why have I?
We nerds, bro. We out here,
dude. That's actually a really good idea. Mm-hmm. Dang. All right, you're smart. Okay.
Because I think each game also, probably the final like legendary Pokemon is going to be something based off the Sword,
yeah.
based off the Shield. Like, so one to be super defensive, probably. Another one to be super attack.
Yeah.
Strong.
Dang, man. All right, you smart. Okay. Okay. All right. So I have another question for you, JP.
What you got?
Who are your top five Pokemon? You know, like, who would you have as your starting lineup? Regardless of rarity, you could do... you know what? Let's do top 10, actually.
Top 10
Pokemon.
Okay.
You could do them in a particular order, but you don't have to. I'm just curious. What are your slants? Let's preface this for the audience. You play the games. You mm-hmm. are involved in the Pokemon world. You play Pokemon Go.
I played up until Ruby.
But you play Pokemon Go.
I keep a Pokemon Go, yeah.
And so you're more of a player. Me, I'm going purely off visuals. Mm-hmm. I'm only going for coolness.
Never had a Game Boy, so it makes sense.
Yep, didn't have a Game Boy. That's correct. My parents didn't love me. No, I'm joking. Love you, Mom and Dad. So yeah, let's do, okay, do you want to do like 10, 10, 9, 9?
Let's do that. Let's do that way. It makes probably better.
All right, so let's start with 10.
Okay. Me first?
Yeah, go ahead. Go first.
Scizor. The evolved form of Scyther.
That's that red one, right?
Yep.
Scizor. Why do you like him? Is this a real world application or is this a visual? Mine will be all visual, but I'm curious since you have the extra dynamic.
I really just like the way he looks. So I also like Scyther, but I think the evolved form looks really good too. Like I think the iron aspect of it also being bug. I think it's a really cool concept because like there are a lot of the Pokemon we first started out just only had one evolution. So when it once it had the new one, I mean they had evolution, but just a generic, it's a basic form, and it had an evolution. I thought Scizor looked really cool. So let me just preface my Pokemon, my top 10, none of them are legendary because I want to think about it in a way of like, if Pokemon were real.
I have one legendary.
Yeah, that's fine. But if Pokemon were real, we won't be able to go catch Lucario or whatever because like, they're protecting the world somewhere. So like, we can't stop them.
That's no fun. That's no fun. That's for me. Go for the visuals.
But yeah, I see that. Because I'll probably choose Lucario too, but. I'm trying to be realistic if I was playing the game.
Fine.
You know what I'm saying? All right, it's my 10. What's your
10. Again, don't know much about him. Manectric. He's a canine looking, you know, Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
And he's electric. And I love Eevee, but I think this is a better version of an electric
Jolteon.
Design.
I mean?
Okay. Yeah, I think this is a better Jolteon design.
Okay.
He's got like a cool cone-like head. I don't know. He just looks slick.
Okay.
You know? So, again, I'm going purely off visuals. Okay, next. You're 9.
My 9 is Metacross. Gross, yeah, sorry.
Just preface, we're going to butcher every single Pokemon name ever because both of us can't speak, clearly.
Yes.
And you would think that we would have done research before starting a podcast.
We do better on next episodes. Okay, this is the first one. We're just testing that out.
You know, like, you know what? So sue me. I mean, don't sue me. But yeah, if I don't want to learn the names, I don't have to learn the name. Charizard.
No, don't do
Squirtle.
That.
Or nah.
You can't do it to original
Bulbasaur.
Forms. You can't do it to the first one.
Whatever.
Nah.
Okay, so Metagross.
But yeah, I like the way it looks. I like the
angry Geodude.
That's fair. But more, yeah. Yeah,
he's
angry
edgy.
Geodude.
He's got an extra.
Edgy to him. He looks really cool. Muscular legs, whatever he got going on.
Those aren't legs. Those are like big old
arms or something.
That's
he walks
weird.
On them.
He's like a spider.
And he's steel and psychic. So I like the combination of the two different. Yeah, steel and psychic. Yeah.
That is a cool combination. Okay. All right. All right. So my number 9 is Golurk.
Okay.
He's a big stone golem. And again, he just looks tight, like giving me like Shadow of the Colossus vibes.
It looks like a Zelda like boss or something.
Exactly, and I love Zelda games. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he looks like he's not a Pokemon. He just looks like he's
some dude
really
threw in there. Oh, he looks cool.
So yeah, just a big old rock golem. I dig it. Got cool designs. So yeah, all right. Number 8 for you.
8, Lapras.
Boo.
Lapras?
Lapras is lame.
No, because it's water and ice, so I can ride on the water.
He's got a dumb face, though.
So
I don't like his face.
I don't need to get on a boat. You know, I just get on my Lapras. Travel the seas. You know what I'm saying?
That's dumb.
We can do surf. You know what I'm saying? Go across.
Boo.
Don't need no ferry. Just travel along.
Look at that smirk he's got on. He's stupid.
That kind of dude,
I hate
man.
His ears. I wish they would just chop the ears off.
Doesn't he look like a little alien? Like a little slug?
Yeah, I don't like his ears.
He needs ears, bro.
He's like the Loch Ness. I don't know. I don't like him.
Haters gonna hate.
Boo. Okay, my number 8 is Floatzel.
Why?
Because he's a fox, and he's got a built-in raft around his neck, and I think that's funny.
He's a bougie, man. he's a bougie fox.
He looks bougie. Nah, man, he's cool.
What did you like? Is that, you know how you played a game of popping people with towels? Did you just pop people with his scarf? Is that what he does?
No, like, honestly, he feels like he could be in the Sonic world.
Okay, like kind of like Ninetales?
Yeah. Not Ninetales, just Tails.
It's Tails.
Ninetales is a Pokemon.
That's right, you're right. Tails, you're right. I'm mixed up.
I swear we know our nerd stuff. I swear. I don't know. He's got like a little snaggletooth smile. I don't know. I dig him. He's cool.
He got a smirk too. You like his smirk better?
His smirk is better than Lapras's.
Whatever.
All right, let's go to your 7.
My seventh one, Sceptile.
Sceptile. Yeah. Ew.
So I don't like the way he looks neither, but so I never played him in a game. But what I like about him is because in Pokemon Go recently
real world application.
So recently put out PvP, so you can player versus player.
Yeah.
And so battling with him, it's been great. Also, I think I played the other card game they had on mobile. I forget what it's called though.
I didn't like that game.
I played it for maybe a couple of months.
Yeah, for
the after a while, it's like nothing else going on.
It was too monotonous. Yeah, I don't like games where you have to grind. Destiny, I'm looking at you. You know.
Man, most games are grinding.
I know.
Yeah,
I dislike that.
Well, that's a personal
story.
Problem.
Whatever. We'll get into that in another episode.
Okay.
Okay. So seven, Sceptile. Mm-hmm. I hate that one. That one's like we have very different.
Pull your designer cap off, right?
I can't. Okay, so this next one. Okay, so I'm Spanish, I'm Cuban, and so I love anything adjacent to that. It could be luchadors, it could be, you know, Spaniard, Mexican, Puerto Rican, I don't know, just like Latin culture in general. And I'm not saying this one's Latin, but he's definitely got a sombrero on. So my next one is Ludicolo.
Yes.
He might be a garbage Pokemon. He looks like he is a garbage Pokemon, but he's hilarious.
Like Mr. Mime.
No, don't cool, you dare cool speak at. Disrespect on Ludicolo. He looks Spanish. He's got a sombrero on. Mm-hmm. Also,
the way he dances.
That's cool. Also, he's like a duck kind of creature and reminds me of Darkwing Duck, which I really love. So again, these are all design Darkwing nostalgia. Duck? Yeah, bro. He's got a beak. He's clearly a duck.
Not Darkwing Duck, though.
Okay, you know what he looks like? He's got Launchpad's face. That big chin. Get out of here. Yeah, that's Launchpad. Don't shake your head at me. But yeah, Ludicolo, because, you know, Hispanics represent, you know?
Okay. Alakadabra Kazam.
Okay, so why do you like Alakazam?
He's got
spoons, right?
Yeah, spoons. So he gets... So the first evolution is just by himself, and then Kadabra, he has one spoon, and Kazam, he has two spoons. But that sounds kind of lame, but he loses the tail, too, so... He's just standing up. But
I don't like his tail. His tail's too floofy. So Abracadabra, Alakazam. He's got a big old mustache.
So I thought about it. So when I first saw it in Pokemon, in the TV show, I thought, like, man, this is like a scary Pokemon. Imagine that. Like some Pokemon is sitting there and then you just toss you around using psychic moves. I thought, that's intense.
And that's like, intense.
That's intense.
I want to meet little mini JP like, that's intense.
I always thought psychic Pokemon are just beasts. I feel like in real life, they'd be impossible to beat in a lot of different ways. They're just strong.
Stop applying real world mentality. This is a fantasy world.
Nah, man. If I'm in it. I'm in the world of it. Same way, like, if it's on my My Hero Academia, hey, man, what's my quirk? What can I do in real life? You know what I'm saying?
All right, so my number six. This is where we get weird. Again, no experience playing this game. I have Entei. Entei? Is that how you say it? Mm-hmm. I have Entei as my number six.
Okay.
Because he's like a tiger dog type thing.
Aslan.
Yeah. Lion. A little bit of lion vibes. But again, he just looks really tight. Great design. Also, I didn't watch any of the movies. I watched a little bit of the original, you know, anime, but I didn't watch any of the movies. So I don't even know what he does. I don't know his relation to the game.
Legendary dogs.
People are like probably freaking out, but yeah, I just think he looks cool. He's got like a star face, got like a yellow, you know what, he's got like a One Direction yellow, like little, you know,
crown
thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's really cool, and he's got like a cloud tail.
He's fire.
He's fire. I love fire and fighting. That's usually my go-to.
That's your thing.
But yeah, so yeah, he's a cool, you know, alien dog thing. I dig it. Where are my dogs at? Who let the dogs out?
My fifth one.
Okay.
Is
drum roll.
Greninja.
Ooh, Greninja's pretty cool. I dig that one.
Greninja. He's a lot of stuff. He's a dark and water.
Ash's Greninja or your own Greninja?
My own Greninja. Forget Ash. He's the kid that never will grow. He's like Bart Simpson. Grow up, kid. Grow up.
Dang, shots fired. Doo-doo-doo.
He's been 10 this whole entire series.
Benjamin Button syndrome.
Did she do red, man?
Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah, man.
All right, so Greninja. Anything else other than he's a dark ninja?
To me, I'm surprised they didn't make him like a fighting type. It's actually his weaknesses, which is weird, interesting to me. So I didn't play him because I didn't go that far into the game. It's like pretty much it is a ninja Pokemon, but it doesn't have any fighting, which is interesting to me. But yeah, that would be my go-to. He looks cool. Like a fun side-by-side sidekick.
So, top five. You're going to see a trend. A lot of fire, a lot of fighting. All right, so my number five, again, purely visual, is Throw. Why, you ask? Because he's in like a gi. He's in like a martial arts, mm-hmm. Uniform. Yep. Which, is it real clothes or is it like that's his skin? You know what I mean? Because think about it, he's a Pokemon. Does he come out of his egg or whatever Pokemon come out of looking like that?
So what is that his only form?
Yeah, that's his only form.
I have no idea.
Exactly.
What it's region weird. Is that? What generation is that,
I couldn't tell you.
His name is Throw, spell it.
T-H-R-O-H. I mean, maybe it's Throw. I don't know. It looks like Throw. But yeah, it's a Pokemon. He's got clothes on. It's weird. But I dig it. And yeah, he looks like he's a karate master, martial arts master. And he'll throw you.
Yeah, he will.
He looks like an angry Muppet. He does. What I really like
him. He look mad, man.
Yeah, he's... Oh, you mad, man. But yeah, okay, Throw. So, all right, that's my number five. Okay, go ahead.
Number four.
You're number four.
Yeah, honestly, I'm lame, but in the original game, he's like the first thing you can catch. So, but it's his fully evolved form. It's Pidgeot.
Boo.
Nah.
So basic. There's so many other better birds.
I like...
Like Braviary. He's an honorable mention for me. He's cool. He's like a big old eagle thing.
I like them a lot, actually, too. But no, it's this OG classic, man. Pidgeot. Pidgeotto, Pidgeot. They're my trusted.
Pidgeotto!
They're my trusted Pokemon, man. In the game, so I
dude, even, I would trade. Those were the first I would trade away.
Dang, bro. That's savage.
Like, now, the rarest bird. I don't need
now
it.
Now they're shiny types, too, of these.
Oh, I don't like shiny Pokemon. I like the original. Get out of here.
Like, none of the shiny?
I haven't seen one that
not
I like.
Not any shiny Charizard?
No, I like the X Charizard.
You know, like Black Charizard?
Yeah, that's like the X.
But a shiny Charizard too.
Oh, well, all right, fine.
Okay, see?
Whatever, don't trap me in my words. Okay, it's your number four, Pidgeot.
Pidgeot. Pidgeot.
Boo. I mean, what can I say? I haven't played these games. Okay, so my next one, number four, Medicham. He's fighting, which is a common theme in my... Obviously. Just like fighting Pokemon. They look cool. I don't
obviously,
know.
Obviously,
I don't even know how to describe him. He's weird. He's pink. He's got big old knees. Got like a weird thing on his head. He evolves from Metatite, who I don't love that much, but I don't know. It caught me.
It's because you like Aladdin.
Bro, he totally does. Ah, you know me. Yes. Mm-hmm. He does got those Aladdin...
Pants.
Pant vibes. Mm-hmm. Ah, yes. But yeah, I don't know. Just like him. It's pink. He's weird. Yeah. All right. So Medicham, that's my number four. Cool, all right. Cool. Go ahead. Right. Top. This is top three. Top three.
top. So my number three is Lucario. Lucario, man.
Lucario.
Fighting Steel. That's my dude. So
Lucario's cool.
So he's like I didn't. Fox so thing. Again, I didn't play this game. Got up the Ruby, but Lucario, I played him in Smash Bros. I like him a lot. Really cool fighting type Pokemon. I don't know. I kind of like him the same way like Greninja. Cool sidekick type Pokemon to have around you.
Lucario's cool. I respect that. Yeah. I ain't mad.
Good.
Don't hate. Good. Appreciate. Or I'll be fighting. Okay, so my number three is Emboar.
That pig.
He's a big, fiery pig.
Kind of reminds me of Inferno.
Yeah, sure.
From My Hero.
I don't know. I just like his design. He's got like cool. A weird belt on. He feels, and this is going to be like tipping my hat to my, number one, but he's got luchador vibes, mm-hmm. which I really like.
Kind of reminds me of the year of like the pig or something. Like the
yes, Chinese. Yes, absolutely. I don't know. I just like him. I usually pick fire starters in my head because I don't play the games.
Where's that? What's that game based on? Is that, do you know what area it's based?
I have no idea. Okay. I have no idea. So yeah, Emboar. He's cool. He's a fiery pig. Boom. All right, number two for JP.
So my number two is Umbreon.
Umbreon. That's the purple EV evolution.
Nah, it's a black one.
Ooh.
Come on,
Black
man.
Power.
That's right.
Wakanda forever. Oh, shoot. He would be in Wakanda.
He would be. He would be T'Challa's main Pokemon. He would be, side.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's a dark type.
Is he psychic, right? Or no?
He's dark.
Just dark.
What so is dark? Psychic is the pink one. It's Espeon.
Got it. What is dark Pokemon like? What is that power? What is dark? Because it's not ghost. Ghost is a type as well.
Yeah, it is a type. So dark is like literally like dark moves. So like snarl, bite, crunch.
So he mad.
Yeah, he mad mad.
So dark is literally mad.
Aggressive.
Aggressive.
Aggressive type.
That makes me like dark less. What's your Pokemon type? Mad. What are you? Oh, fire, water, leaf. Mad.
It's enhanced.
Oh, he mad.
Enhanced ignorance.
Big mad. Jeez.
See, I like Umbreon, man. Like another good psychic.
Respect,
to have
respect.
Around.
He's cool. Mm-hmm. He's cool.
Like a trustworthy dog.
I like the design. Mm-hmm. Eevee's got some cool in his cool.
I'd say this is my favorite one of all of them. All
right. My number two is Infernape.
Okay.
His original starter.
You're the monkey.
Not so cool. Chimchar or something like that. Mm-hmm. And his middle one, also pretty lame, but he saved it at the end. And he's a cool-ass monkey. He's on fire. He looks sweet. I don't know. I just really dug. And this was one of the generation that I thought had the strongest starters, at least their final evolutions. Mm-hmm. So I remember seeing when they first came out with this, I was like, oh my gosh, I need that monkey. I need him to represent me in battle. But yeah, Infernape. That's my number two. It's cool.
All right. Okay. I see. So this is number one, right?
Okay, yeah. Number one. You better have good reasons, man. Come on.
Number one.
Let me hear him.
Number one. Charizard. Always be my number one. My dude by my side. Flying around. I sit on his back. He's flying around everywhere. Conquering different regions. Taking the leagues down. Yeah.
Okay. Side question. Mm-hmm. In this fictional RPG Pokemon world that we were talking about,
okay,
would he be your number one?
Yes. I hope that's lame.
Also, I'm sorry, that's lame.
He'll be shiny too. So Black Charizard.
If you could catch a shiny one,
I will.
I will. That's dumb. Okay.
Nah, you just hate him, man.
I can't abide by that, man. He's like old news. He's cool. I like him, but
Charizard's the best, man.
No. I don't agree.
You just don't know.
Okay, maybe
You don't know what you know. You never played a game. You don't know Napoleon.
At the same time. You did pick an epic number one. Now I feel bad about my number one.
Blast Burn, bro. It's an attack.
Okay, so my number one. What? Again, going to my Latin roots. I love anything Latin, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah.
Hawlucha. He is a luchador hawk. And he is the coolest designed Pokemon ever. And I stand by it.
Is he good at fighting, though?
I don't know. I don't care. He is a luchador. He is a hawk. He is a luchador. He is a fighting type. He's the most badass looking Pokemon ever that has ever designed. All
right.
I could be proven wrong with a new one in this latest generation. But for me, I saw it, immediately loved it. I also love that he has no evolutions or no, you know.
He does have one, I think, isn't he?
Nope, he's solo unto himself.
Okay.
But yeah, he's fighting and flying. He's pretty weak, but I just like him. He's really cool.
I'm just saying, though, you lose a battle and you do this.
Visuals, JP. I'm going purely off of visuals. He looks the coolest.
So you'd be like one of those in the game, like the bug collector types. Like, oh, I was like collecting these things.
No, bugs are lame. But if you like bug type Pokemon, you're lame.
But
you'd
be one of those dudes who just have like a few Pokemon. I just like how they're ready to look. They're just cool.
All right, don't make me sound lame. Gosh, don't make me sound dumb.
He has claws.
Yeah, dog. Fight me. He's a bird.
Charizard, take that down.
Instantly. You don't know. I'll put you in a rear choke.
I think it's tiny, isn't it? How small is that thing?
He's 2 feet, I think.
Point made.
Whatever.
One.
Whatever. He's 47 pounds, dog. Fight me.
47 pounds?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Dang, he's a little one.
So small.
Woo, I'm putting all my faith in a little baby.
Charizard's the step on.
Boo. Well, all right. So now we know that we disagree dramatically.
Got it.
Okay, JP, now's the time of the show where we talk about, you know, our latest obsessions. Mm-hmm. What we're into, what we're really feeling, what we're looking at. So go ahead, take the floor.
All right, I'm here. So I was playing this game that my friend Joe let me borrow. It's called, I actually recently beat Zero Horizon Dawn. That was a great
you finally
game.
Beat it.
Take my time.
Yeah, you were playing that for a minute.
Yep, I was doing all the side missions, everything.
You were going for 100% completion.
I was. I unlocked all the different achievements you can get, like even within like, your attacks and all that stuff. If finally got through that, and I started playing Nier Automata, which is another cool game. And that's very, it's a really good plot and story, but I haven't gotten that far yet because I started playing this new game called Apex Legends.
Apex Legends. Okay, yes. I've heard about it on the interwebs.
Mm-hmm. It's so I never got into Fortnite because it just seemed there's too much stuff going on. You got build crap. I don't know understand why that was. I was never really into online gaming.
Dude,
so
I played Fortnite once. Couple minutes into the match, died, and I was like, "All right, this is not for me."
I played it a few times too. I didn't really like it either. It's like, what are we building? Why are we building this stuff? I didn't get it.
You're building forts at night, bro.
Nah, it wasn't for me. But and plus, like, the games I mostly played were online were kind of like Call of Duty kind of games in the past. So it's been a long time since I've really been playing like an online game. I mostly been playing plot games. So I'm very into like plot games, like Last of Us, Horizon Zero Dawn, you know, Nier Automata, Final Fantasy. Not so much the newer ones. The new ones are kind of lame. I like the older ones better. But yeah, Apex has been really fun. My favorite player currently is Lifeline. She's a Jamaican woman. I like the quotes that she says. I like her a lot because she can heal herself and heal other people around her. So she's also a medic, and her ability is to kind of call like for a supply crate. It kind of comes into the field. You might get some shield from that, all that different stuff in there too. Also kind of like Mirage, which I haven't unlocked yet. I want to get him out. Mirage, he's a character that he can send out clones of himself out to the game. So you can trick him thinking that he's like the opponent. And you can shoot at him. It's like you're wasting your bullets because he's not really the dude. So the really guy could be around the corner.
So you have limited ammo in this game.
You do. So the one thing really cool about this game too, there's no fall damage. You can drop off of anything from anywhere.
Yeah, that always gets me.
Yeah, you don't get injured from it at all. And so at first, it's a bit much because like you're part of a three-man team. So it could be anybody, or you can have your friends play with you. Three people, or you could play with anybody, maybe two of you, and then you can have another person play with you when you sign up online. And it's also for free. Keep that in mind, it's for free. You get into it, you have to find kind of like Fortnite. You got to go find your weapons, find a shield, find an armor, find a helmet, and then you start going at it. But then, kind of like Fortnite too, you jump off a plane. You could land somewhere near somebody else. You may have to fight them with your fists, or whoever finds the first gun is gonna win, you know. So I like that, but at first I kind of got frustrated a lot of times because I first started playing it's been a while so I played first person shooter I'll just die in left and right but now I'm getting better currently level 22 currently fight him come at me come everyone at me. Fight him come at me. I'll be playing my friend Matt Rodriguez online. Actually, we've been I got myself a headset so I can be able to talk to him. So it's been
cool. I saw that.
Yeah, you saw that in
the
house. Yeah.
We were hanging out the other day, and I came over to JP's house, and I could see through the front window. I was like, "Oh, JP got a headset.
Yeah, he's legit.
He's a gamer.
He for real. Yeah, he for real, for real." So yeah, that's my current obsession. It's been pretty fun. I haven't really been playing Nier Automata because of that, and I feel like Nier Automata you can't, because certain times you can save in a game, you can't save at any moment. So I had to be playing for a certain amount of time for me, because sometimes I like to play before I go to bed, 30 minutes or an hour. So it's been a cool, quick game to play with some friends. So I enjoyed it.
That's tight. Okay, so my latest obsession is... It's not a latest obsession in that it's a an obsession that was from long ago that has reintroduced itself into my life. Is the Umbrella Academy show on Netflix.
I haven't seen it yet.
So I was a big fan of the Gerard Way and Gabriel Ba graphic novels. I didn't get the like single, you know, comics. I purchased them well after they had been published in the graphic novel collection. And it has been one of my, actually probably like most loved favorite graphic novels. Collected volumes that I've ever read. It's so fun. It's super quirky, super weird, really, really cool flips and turns on the superhero paradigm and like cliches. And the characters are super real. And you would think like, oh, it's a comic book. It's how can you really connect? I don't know, man. It's just Gerard Way writes these characters so believably, so beautifully, so flawed and human. I love the graphic novel. And so when they announced on Netflix that it was coming to TV, I was thrilled, to say the least. And I'm happy to say, a happy report, that the show is really fantastic. Not to say it's not without some things that I don't love, a couple characters that were a little bit more minor more mysterious, have gotten like full episode arcs and full, you know, spotlights, which, you know, I don't know how I feel about that. I'm okay with it being different from the source material. But overall, some of the changes are for the better, I think. You know, certain plot lines that were throwaway lines in the book have been, you know, expanded upon and really nuanced and in depth gone into, and have made for such a better, you know, story. So overall, I say that the show is fantastic. I highly recommend watching it. It's pretty short. It's only like 8 or 10 episodes. What I will say, my biggest gripe, if I had a gripe, overall, really positive, you know, I'd give it like a 7, 8, you know, out of 10, is the book has 2 collected volumes out. It seems, and they could, you know, expand for the next season if they get greenlit for another. It seems like they took the 2 volumes and smashed them into 1 season. Mm. And personally, you know, as a lover of this, this show, this, like, this creative property, I really wish they would have given the time for each book to be a season. Now, I feel like Gerard Way, which, by the way, he's the former frontman of My Chemical Romance, which is very cool that this rocker is like this, you know, highly regarded comic book writer. And he's done stuff for DC with Doom Patrol. And he's really talented. So, yeah, his works are so great. I love the story so much that I feel a little bit, not robbed per se, but I feel like, what could have been? You could have, you know, really sunk your teeth into this first season, or you really could have, you know, spread out this over the course of, you know, 2 seasons.
Is he part of the writing of the show?
Yeah. Him and I'm not sure about Gabriel Ba. He's the artist. I don't know how much he's involved in the show.
But the writer is involved.
But absolutely, Gerard Way is. I don't know if he's the full-on showrunner, but he is involved in the creation.
Okay.
So yeah, it's more me being selfish. I wish I had more of it. I wish you were, you know, really parsing it out so I can really savor it. But overall, I'm happy. It's super fun.
Do you think he plans on writing more of the comic books?
So that's what I was going to say. I feel like, I forget where I saw it. I feel like he was saying like, yeah, I have planned out like 5 or 6 books. Or, you know, he says he has way, and he had to tell the showrunners his plan, Game of Thrones style, you know? And he's actually... He had taken a long hiatus. I feel like it was like 6 years or something since the last book. Mm-hmm. But because of the show, he's putting out a book this year. And I think he said, nice. Yeah, we're going to put out the following book the next year. So he's trying to fast track his books to stay ahead of the show, which shouldn't be hard because, you know, TV production takes a minute. Mm-hmm. We've seen with Daredevil or Iron Fist or any of those shows. Mm-hmm. But that's my current obsession. I finished it really fast. I'm contemplating watching it again. It's been really fun. I haven't seen a ton of reaction, positive, negative, you know, online, but man, such an enjoyable show.
Okay.
You don't need to know the comic, although I recommend the comic as auxiliary reading material. Mm-hmm. I still think the comic is a better story, but you can equally enjoy the show. Super fun. Highly recommend it. So yeah, that's my obsession right
okay.
now.
Okay. So yeah, this is episode 1. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah,
Super Niche World.
Listening.
You know, we here. Thanks for listening, guys. Subscribe to us. Follow us on Twitter. What's our Twitter handle, Ben?
Our Twitter, you can follow, you know, on Twitter at SNWFM. So if you want to join the conversation, you want to talk to us, you want to ask us, you know, to cover a certain topic, hit us up on Twitter. Yeah, and just join the conversation. So thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.